National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. It is the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. And if you'd like to weigh in on the show today, give us a call at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. It is now a 5:11 this morning and 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. And we do have a chance of precipitation later today. It says it's only about 7% chance around 3 o'clock. Jumps up to about 35% chance of thunderstorms tonight around 8 o'clock. So pretty much for the whole day until around noon, we should be good. No chances of precipitation. But then potential thunderstorms a little bit later today. And of course, the big thing is that we have excessive heat warning still going on today. Be sure to stay cool today. Governor DeSantis went ahead and did his last minute line item vetoes, and signed the budget. I saw one article I thought was pretty interesting take on it that was basically saying, you know, what he didn't veto tells you just as much of a story as what he did veto. Because there's a bunch of articles coming out today that are basically saying, hey, you know what, $3.4 million was vetoed from Escambia County. $3.2 million was vetoed from this, you know, that's what everybody's looking at. But the reality of it is what are the things that actually stayed? Let's see here. Then, so let me get to this story here. What survived? He struck off $810 million in line items and $1.7 billion overall on his way out the door. So here's some of the things that happened. $6 million for police intelligence platform. Ooh, kind of cool. It'll expand statewide use of criminal intelligence platform built by Peregrine. I believe this is that SHOT. What do you call it? SHOT. Dang it, I just went blank on it. Anyway, it's a really cool thing that Pensacola's been using, Mobile's been using as well. $4 million for AI software to screen SNAP benefits. $4 million was set aside for police hearing protection. $4 million for garbage to gas project. Miami Startup Incorporated in 2024 became a major donor to the state's top leaders. And the company had already collected around $5 million in previous state support now, and then $3 million in rural infrastructure support for a pilot at a Putnam County landfill. And the garbage to gas project, so that's going to be kind of a cool thing. $3 million for athletic fields at a Jacksonville charter school, $725 million for, this is kind of interesting, anti-communism curriculum. Yeah, this allows the state to develop a history of communism curriculum materials for Florida public schools. Interesting. Then there's another $500,000 for an anti-abortion pregnancy hotline. So, okay. And then $5 million for a new I-75 interchange. This is going to be over in Manatee County. And then just some other things like that. So those are the things that actually got approved in Governor DeSantis' budget. 5:15 here this morning, Governor DeSantis went after Democrats by a 2-to-1 ratio with the veto pen, according to House Democrat leader Fentress Driscoll. Well, I can, like, that's probably how it is in pretty much every state. If it's a Democrat governor and they have light item veto power, as our governor has, then oftentimes, yeah, the Democrat leaning or the Republican leaning bills are going to get slashed. It's the same thing everywhere else. So Governor DeSantis has been open about how he uses veto powers who don't punish lawmakers who support his agenda, according to Fentress. But this is one thing he did say as well. Quote, if the members are supporting good policy, then, you know, I see their budget items. That's just something you take into account. So good policy, according to Fentress Driscoll, is his agenda. That's good policy. Quote, he's cut projects to support veterans, children with autism, youth support programs, opioid and drug abuse prevention programs, seniors and pregnant mothers. This is a governor who's been so focused on his own ambition, he loves to govern by sound bites. But the reality is the people are struggling to pay their bills. Okay, yeah, but nothing you just brought up were things that would help people pay their bills, but okay. Florida's unemployment rate leveled out at 4.8% in May after increasing every other month this year, but that's pretty much how it's been around the country as well. In fact, I got a lot of stories about jobs I do want to talk about a little bit later. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here. I've got a couple other stories we'll hit on real fast to start off the morning here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chad.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for fall semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance partners with local and state stakeholders to compete for companies that are considering Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, and the town of Century. These jobs, wages, and investment deliver real returns for our residents. These outcomes strengthen Escambia County's economy and protect taxpayer interests through disciplined, results-driven economic development. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
Pensacola's 4th of July is going to be huge this week.
Thursday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Every time I hear this song, it just immediately reminds me of So I Married an Axe Murderer with the Mike Myers character's family.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Coming in there singing it. It's so funny. I don't know why that sticks in my head, but every time that song goes on, just that's a memory that just pops up right there. So I Married an Axe Murderer. 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 94 today. Going to be another hot one. And that'll be in about 2 o'clock, and around 2 o'clock is when the cooler weather rolls in, as we get ready for potential thunderstorms tonight, and then tonight it'll get down to about 78 degrees. So, and then no chance of any kind of moisture until Sunday. Now it looked like Saturday before, but now it's getting pushed back till Sunday. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay. He's out this week, right here on Pensacola Morning News, and let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Questions surround the status of the U.S.-Iran talks today. President Trump posting on Truth Social that Iran requested a meeting today. The representatives from Iran and the U.S. are meeting in Qatar. This is after the latest round of back-and-forth attacks in the region. Iran's foreign ministry is denying that talks are planned, but said it is sending a delegation to Doha to discuss the unfreezing of Iranian funds. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirming 26 cases of New World screwworm in Texas. The infestations are concentrated in counties in the southwestern part of the state. The New World screwworm poses a threat to the state's cattle industry, which generates, of course, $41 billion a year. And Bobby, shocker here, a New Orleans man who legally changed his name to Santa Claus is one of 11 suspects that was recently rounded up by police in a child predator sting operation. Investigators say the 75-year-old Santa Claus used a dating app to arrange a date with a 15-year-old boy who was actually an undercover detective.
Well, that's just gross. And it's unfortunate to hear that too. Wow. There's so many things right there.
There's a lot to unpack in that one. Yeah.
Yeah. The dude legally changes his name to Santa Claus, already weird enough. But then your hope, I guess, is that he's doing so because he wants to give, you know, he wants to bring joy to others.
Yeah, you would hope that maybe he just has a love for the kids. Christmas spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, and he likes kids and he wants to, you know, help kids. And then turns out he does like kids, just not in the way that you would, that it's not culturally appropriate. So, there's a lot there. There's a lot there. That's uncomfortable. Oh boy. And you know what? You brought up the Iran thing. That's kind of what I was saying yesterday is a U.S. official saying that there's, you know, ceasefire and peace talks resuming. And I was like, but it looks like, at least from Iran's point of view, the ceasefire is only pertaining to the Strait of Hormuz. The rest of it is wide open still. And that's kind of what it sounds like, is they're not even agreeing to the ceasefire with the Strait of Hormuz. So that's why I was even saying yesterday, it seems funny that the stock market seemed to be jumping up overnight because of a U.S. official saying, ceasefire. And I'm like, there's no evidence that there actually is a ceasefire because Iran's even saying, no, we don't have one. Yet the market immediately reacted like, we're going to pretend like what the U.S. official said is true and we're just going to run with it.
Yeah, this whole thing has just been the most bizarre. I mean, it's crazy. We say there's a ceasefire. They say there's no ceasefire. I don't know. I can't even keep track of it anymore.
Yep. Exactly. It's very, very bizarre. So, all right. Thanks, David. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So Ford is, we got a couple of recalls going on here. Where's the one I was looking at? There it is. So Ford is doing a recall, and so is Land Rover. So Ford is recalling over 741,000 vehicles due to a park system issue, according to the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It affects Lincoln Navigators from the years 2018 to 2021 and the Expedition from that same year period. The Ford Explorer and the Lincoln Aviator. So Ford Explorer, Lincoln Aviator from 2020 to 2021. And 2021 Ford F-150s. So I know F-150s, you know, for the longest time has been one of the top selling vehicles. So 2021 Ford F-150 being recalled for a parking safety thing. Ford is also recalling another 36,000 vehicles of its Broncos model over improperly secured fender flares that can detach from the vehicle and become a road hazard. So that's the Ford recall. The Land Rover recall, 250,000 SUVs from Land Rover being for a potential airbag issue. And this affects the Defender, the Discovery, and the Range Rover. And this is for all of the Defenders from 2020 to 2026. Discoveries from 2021 to 2026, and some Range Rover models 2022 to 2026. All you have to do is take your vehicle to a dealer if you have any of these Fords or any of the Land Rovers. Take them to the dealer, and they will be able to assess whether or not yours is one that needs the recall. So I'll give you a little heads up right there. Back to the governor and the budget. Governor DeSantis just signed something that affects how police can dig through your digital stuff. Search warrants for your phone, your email, pretty much all of it. I thought it was Florida governor. This is not Florida governor. Oh, it is. It's called the Adam Anderson Bill. So the goal is to modernize criminal justice laws to provide law enforcement with more realistic time frames to investigate evidence on encrypted phones, computers, and other devices. The new law will extend the deadline to execute search warrants to, from the current 45 days to an entire year. Whoa. But here's the thing. The new legislation is specifically geared towards helping solve cases involving child sexual abuse material, child exploitation, human trafficking, homicide, and other serious crimes. According to State Attorney Bruce Bartlett, Adam Anderson, protecting Florida's children and putting dangerous criminals behind bars should never be derailed by outdated laws that can't keep pace with modern technology. So this comes about after a decision in 2023, Moschella versus the state, exposing deficiencies in Florida's warrant execution deadlines. While lawmakers previously extended the deadline from 10 days to 45 days, law enforcement agencies across the state quickly argued that the time frame remained inadequate because of increasing sophisticated encryption technology, limited forensic resources, and significant laboratory backlogs. In other words, dude, we can't break into these phones in 45 days or computers or whatever it might be. We need more time. As criminals, this is from Adam Anderson, as criminals increasingly rely on encrypted devices to conceal evidence of child exploitation and other crimes, Florida has acted to ensure justice isn't defeated by an arbitrary deadline. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good bill, actually. Initially, I was like, whoa, dude, you're expanding it to a year to be able to search people's devices. That seems pretty that seems pretty intense. So the and so here's the other thing that opponents, yes, there are some opponents to this bill, had concerns with. If they have your phone for up to a year or your computer or whatever it is, then they might be just fishing through your private data for other things that aren't even associated with what you're being charged for in the first place. I don't know. This is one I'm actually okay with, especially because it does take so long for them to try to get into any kind of phone or something like that. It makes a lot of sense to me. So if you'd like to weigh in, though, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, after our Fox News and local news update, we do have a little, couple of sports hits for you, a little World Cup talk for you, and Florida State fans a little upset at EA Sports. I'll tell you why coming up next right here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
I'm CJ Papa.
Meeting in Doha is going to be perhaps important, perhaps not. We're going to find out.
President Trump in the Oval Office on today's talks in Qatar, as the U.S. and Iran will meet separately with mediators from that country in Pakistan.
U.S. Special Envoys Kushner and Witkoff will be in attendance and are expected to meet directly with the Qatari Prime Minister, according to a diplomat familiar with the talks. Technical talks about the MOU are then scheduled to take place on Wednesday.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. The final hours in the current term of the U.S. Supreme Court, four major decisions expected to be released this morning, including a test of the 14th Amendment's birthright citizenship clause, and at least 1,700 people are dead from the twin earthquakes in northern Venezuela. First responders searching for those who still may be alive. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got partly cloudy skies and 77 degrees. We'll get a look at our forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. One person has died after a crash on Scenic Highway in Pensacola yesterday. Pensacola police say a car pulled out of Chimney Park into the path of a pickup truck near Langley Avenue, causing a T-bone crash. The car's driver died in that accident. The pickup truck driver suffered minor injuries. Yesterday, Scenic Highway was closed in both directions for several hours. It finally reopened about 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. The Escambia Sheriff's Office has now executed more than 30 drug house search warrants this year. The last of those, Friday, on Muldoon Road, where deputies say they seized 37 grams of fentanyl. Sheriff Chip Simmons talked to Channel 3. He said every raid sends a message to the surrounding neighborhood.
Maybe, just maybe, by having a sign out here, by having all this commotion, maybe taking someone to jail, getting these drugs off of the streets, maybe that makes a difference. Maybe every time we kick a door, every time we put a sign out, that neighborhood, that community is a little bit better, and that's why we do it.
Simmons says the investigations often start with a Crime Stoppers tip. Four search warrants have been served in the past week alone. Well, Florida Fish and Wildlife is now captured and killed two alligators from the Econ River following Sunday's fatal attack on a 31-year-old woman who was swimming. DNA testing is underway to determine if either gator is responsible for that attack. An FWC official is reminding residents that any body of water in Florida could potentially have an alligator in it. Florida Senator Rick Scott says he has no interest in a third attempt at becoming Senate Republican leader. Despite speculation following reports he invited President Trump to a senator's lunch without informing Majority Leader John Thune first. Scott says he's fine with Thune remaining leader, and he says there will not be a vote. It is 5:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a chance of rain today, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and it is is 77 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Shares of French biotech company Abivax have soared 25% this morning after it released fresh data on its lead drug for bowel disease that showed malignancies were in line with expected background rates. The company's stock crashed around 44% on June 2nd, following data that showed there were cancer cases among patients taking the highest dose. Australia's competition regulator is taking Amazon's Australian unit to court, alleging that unfair terms in its Prime subscription contracts allowed the company to introduce advertising to its video streaming platform. Officials say the contracts required more than 1 million annual Prime subscribers in the country to accept advertising or pay an additional $2.05 per month for an ad-free option. Apple supplier Luxshare Precision Industry is seeking to raise as much as $3.1 billion through a Hong Kong share sale. Trading is expected to begin on July 9th. Futures are slightly higher after the Dow posts a new record close. That's your money now.
From the efficiency of American natural gas and the dependability of nuclear power to the strength of Florida's sunshine and the flexibility of advanced battery storage systems, at FPL, we leverage a diverse mix of energy sources to power our growing state, ensuring reliable, low-cost power whenever you need it. See how at FPL.com. FPL, working for you every single day.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
This Saturday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Pan Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3. Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Local. Dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be have about 94 today with a chance of thunderstorms later today, but only like a 35% chance of thunderstorms tonight. FIFA World Cup has hit historic ratings with one game even more popular than the NBA Finals. That's right. So, look, the American soccer, American soccer, world football, has never had viewership compared to NCAA sports like football, basketball, NBA, or definitely not NFL. But tide might be turning just a little bit. The U.S. Turkey drew massive viewership for Fox Sports. A little over 17 million viewers, with the broadcast peaking with 19.5 million concurrent viewers. And it's the second most watched telecast in American history, with only USA's opening World Cup against Paraguay boasting more viewers. And so that's kind of an interesting little thing. So it's what I've talked to a lot of people too, is like, not interested in soccer until the World Cup. And then even then, they're only interested in it if the United States is doing well. and then even then, there's people like me who are like, I'll be interested if the United States is doing well and we're in like the final groupings. Then even so, more so, right? All right, so here's something got Florida State football fans fired up right now. EA Sports just dropped their new college football game. Of course, it's super popular every year. And apparently, FSU's roster got gutted in the ratings. Remember, just a couple years ago, FSU was right there on the verge of, you know, competing for a national championship. And I guess EA Sports significantly downloaded FSU player ratings compared to even just last year's roster. FSU left the ACC to move and other top programs. Anyway, point is when you look at other top programs, especially in the area like Alabama and Georgia and stuff, their star players kept their ratings. They stayed high, but the Florida State players lower ratings, which means you play the game, you want to play with your favorite team, FSU. You're going to be at a disadvantage because the players' ratings are not as good. So that's got a lot of people totally peeved off over the game. That kind of cracks me up, though. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In case you haven't seen, she's back in the news kind of like all over the place. And the reason is because there is a lot of buzz that she may run for El Presidente coming up. So she's got to get out there and get her name out there a little bit more and start talking about issues and stirring up the base and all that stuff. So she went on Fox News over the weekend and said that big tech companies, that in her mind, they're running the country. So she wants to break them up. Here's the thing. You might think, oh, you just roll your eyes. Just like, oh, exasperated eye roll. It's not really a fringe idea. There's Democrats, obviously, who've been upset with big tech and their power, but a lot of Republicans are starting to get frustrated with how much power Google, Meta, and Amazon have. She says that the problem is that they have unchecked power and thinks they basically are the government. I don't even know what that necessarily means, but antitrust action is bipartisan now. Look, that's one of the big problems we've had in the past. It's one of the problems we had with the banking industry. It's not necessarily that we had monopolies, but we had, I just went blank on the phrase, but it's a phrase where instead of having just one company controlling everything, you just have a couple, you know, a handful. And that's what the problem here is. It's not just one, you know, it's not just Meta. It's not just Google, but you take Google, Amazon, and Meta, then yeah, there's not much competition after that. They control so much. But the problem is breaking them up could be legally messy because what a lot of them done is like Google now, they have this massive parent company. And they have all these other sub companies underneath it. And so legally, they've kind of protected themselves that way. There is, you know, but the thing is, you know, the reason why a lot of people eye roll at her when she says things too is because if you remember, she also had basically, she was just told, she came out and said, nobody should. should be worth $1 trillion or have $1 trillion. She said no one should have $1 trillion. That's what it meant. And she was talking about Elon Musk. But Elon Musk, of course, he doesn't have $1 trillion. He is worth $1 trillion, meaning his stock is worth that. His companies are worth that. Things like that. Don't get me wrong. Dude's loaded, and all the money he wants. I'll say that. And space at Mars, he could spend all of his money if he wanted. Yesterday is that week of the Supreme Court. They hand down their cases. There's a lot of big cases that are going on, and so there were some more cases that were brought up yesterday that they were dealing with. And so they're dealing with birthright citizenship, transgender athletes, all kinds of things like that. So, there's so many things that we're looking at still when it comes to, what they could deal with. So let's see, birthright citizenship. This is going to be one that we're still waiting for today. Oh, by the way, they basically said they're going to hand down decisions today. Citizenship, we're going to find out about that today. And it's going to decide whether Trump's restrictions through his executive orders on birthright citizenships can stand or whether or not they'll be unconstitutional. It's a major test for the 14th Amendment, which I've always stated has been misinterpreted. I mean, you got to look at the intent of amendments. You have to look at the intent of bills, not just the actual, words in the bill or in the language. And that's what's happened with the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was supposed to be something that was trying to be a protection for children of slaves. And now this has turned out to be just something where everybody's just like, well, I was born here, so I get all these rooms. So basically, it limits birthright citizenship to children. This is what Trump's executive order did. Limits birthright citizenship to children with at least one parent with citizenship or permanent legal status. So the past, it would have narrow exceptions, like babies born on enemy warships and children of foreign ambassadors and things like that. So we're going to have to see what the Supreme Court is. That could be a pretty one. Transgender athlete bans. We mentioned this yesterday. In 2020, Idaho became the first of more than two dozen states to ban transgender athletes from competing in girls and women's sports. And basically, the judges are going to decide whether or not Idaho and West Virginia's bans can stand. Based on how they rule, those will affect all the other states that have passed similar bans. And then campaign finance. They're going to rule on whether a GOP-backed challenge to a campaign finance provision. Then Senator J.D. Vance and the National Republican Congressional Committee filed a suit arguing the provisions violate the First Amendment on how much a candidate can spend in coordination with their political party. So those are three big things that they'll be coming out with today. Then let's see here. Some of the things that are going on that came out yesterday. Major expansion of presidential power in a 6-3 decision. The court allowed Trump to fire FTC member Rebecca Slaughter. It marks a major expansion of the executive branch's firing power. And actually, I feel like that should have been that way for a long time. It was one of the challenges that I know that every president had, not just Trump, but other presidents have had, where they get in there and there's these agencies like the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, or say EPA or something like this, and they don't have the firing power. Yet those people that were put in there were put in by a previous administration, and they have, even though you come in there and go, this is my agenda, they're like, yeah, you can't fire me. So I'm going to keep with the agenda of the previous president or whichever president, hired me in the first place. So I do think that's actually a pretty big, it's a big move, but I think it's a move that actually is needed. These executive agencies, this is one of the things when we talk about the swamp, people are like, we got to clean the swamp. One of the areas of the swamp that has needed to be cleaned is unelected officials in power who can basically affect your and my life. And now, and guess what? There's nothing you could do to quote unquote clean the swamp, purge the swamp, because you couldn't fire them. And so they're unelected officials who actually have more power than elected officials in many cases. And there's nothing you could do to get rid of them. Well, now you can. And I know a lot of people go, well, that's going to create a lot of imbalance in these agencies and stuff. Yeah, these agencies already have too much power. Imbalance, I think, will be a good thing. So I'm okay with that. Robert's Rules. Robert's Rules is what the Congress uses as their legal procedures. And Robert's Rules handed Trump both a major victory and a defeat. In a 5-4 ruling, the majority found that Trump failed to provide the Federal Reserve Board of Governors member Lisa Cook with sufficient due process before he tried to fire her over mortgage fraud allegations. According to Chief Justice Roberts, ignoring that step would allow the president to remove a Federal Reserve governor at any time for any reason without any notice before and without any judicial check after. He gained a what was the other one? He had a win. Greenlit the president's ability to fire certain independent agencies' heads without cause. The court did not yet extend that same authority for a president regarding the Federal Reserve. So he could fire agency heads. That would be like what we just saw with Federal Trade Commission head, but he can't do so with Federal Reserve. Trump lost big on the mail-in ballots. So in a 5-4 ruling, upheld Mississippi law allowing mail-in ballots to be counted even if they were received within 5 days after Election Day. That was kind of a surprise to me. I'm actually a supporter of mail-in ballots. I know a lot of people are not, but I think mail-in ballots are wise because if you get it, you're able to sit down there and you're able to review, able to pull up websites of candidates. You're able to take your time a little bit to really investigate the people on the ballot, especially down ballot people. But not allowing the ballots to be counted if they're received within 5 days after the election. I think they got to be received by the election. And if they're not, that's on you. Like, you had plenty of time to get it in there. So that was kind of a surprise that they went with that one. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Another loss to Trump. They declined to take up a case. The justices turned away the president's bid to overturn a jury's $5 million verdict, finding him liable of sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. And the court declined the vast majority of requests to hear cases, but the president said he was surprised that they would not hear that case particularly. All right, so that's an update on what's going on with the Supreme Court. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. It's 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 94 today. 552. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll be right back on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you ready for a new career? If so, visit a Goodwill Opportunity Center in South Alabama or Northwest Florida. Goodwill offers free educational and employment services designed to help you succeed, including GED, digital certifications, and help with resumes, interviews, and job searches. Explore career paths in healthcare, information technology, logistics, and hospitality. Goodwill Gulf Coast is here to help, so visit goodwillgulfcoast.org to find the closest opportunity center location nearest you. Where there's a Goodwill, there's a way.
I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've ever had to buy a car, it's basically been an unpleasant experience. Except one. That one was when I bought from Frontier Motors. And I'll tell you why. Because we went there just trying to test drive a car. We weren't going to buy it. We knew what we needed. Well, we wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. When we actually had to replace our Dodge Caravan, maybe about 6 months later, well, they had the Honda Odyssey. It was really hard to find at this particular time to drive one. They had the color we wanted. They had the trim level we wanted. We wound up negotiating a little bit on the price, and we bought it. When we weren't really looking. Why? Because they had the exact thing we wanted. It was a great car with like 13,000 miles, and it was a year old, came back from a lease in Orlando. They bought it at auction, and it was just easy. I didn't have to tell anybody my life story. I didn't have to get passed around from this person to that person. All the normal nonsense that you go through in buying cars, didn't have to deal with that. Great quality used cars for excellent prices, and they follow up with you after because they want to make sure you're happy. Like, they treat you like you want to be treated, whereas I know a lot of times when you deal with cars, it's icky, right? Well, don't do that. Go to Frontier, check out the great selection, about 300 good quality cars and trucks on the lot at any given time, and find out why it's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's fan favorites Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. High-energy rock, R&B, swing, funk, soul, and one of the funkiest horn sections anywhere. It's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 94 today. Another hot one. Dad jokes here for you. Cosmetic surgery used to be such a taboo subject. Now you can talk about Botox and nobody raises an eyebrow. I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me. And then what did the Michael Jackson name his denim store? Billie Jean's. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, that's a good one. Makes me laugh. Here's some random facts here for you. A Boeing's 747 wingspan is longer than the Wright brothers' first flight. Whoa. That's funny. I mean, 747 wings are pretty long though. So, that's funny. Right-handed people live on average 9 years longer than left-handed people. Whoa. Wonder why that is. Because it's a right-handed world. I don't know. There's more psychoanalysts per capita in Buenos Aires than any other place in the world. Per capita. And then here's something kind of cool. The mother of Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, the mother, invented whiteout. Pretty cool one right there. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 50 million people across 40 countries now have electricity access. This is down in Africa. 50 million Africans got access to electricity for the first time ever. It's a $1 billion program to build this new power grid across Africa. $15 billion program. It's a market-based. It was not a government-like run type thing. It was a market-based development program. Infrastructure access drives, obviously, I mean, this is 50 million Africans having access to electricity for the first time. It's pretty big news right there. It's a good news story. It's called Mission 300. aims to have half the number of people living without reliable electricity by 2030. And so they've been building this power grid for the past couple of years. And that's a pretty big one right there. So to date, there's been, like I said, $15 billion in financing. But they've a lot of it's been from private investors to help get access to electricity in Africa for the first time ever for people. That's crazy. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News. Once again, you can send your dad jokes to 850-437-1620, and maybe we'll cover it a little bit later on the show.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Two U.S. special envoys have arrived. I'm Dave Anthony.